Quiet Mind, Day 81, Beyond the Buzz. What you think is the problem usually isn't. Ever notice how your worst mood swings don't come from what you think caused them? That's because, as a wise pointer suggests, I'm never upset for the reason I think. You think you're angry because someone cut you off in traffic, but really it's a buildup of stress, ego, and resistance that's just been looking for any excuse to explode. The story your mind gives it is just a cover. The real reason is always deeper and usually unrelated. When you're really tired, you may find a strange peace taking over. Why? Because your mind finally quiets down. You're too sleepy to keep up with all your usual worries and mental drama. Same with a glass of wine or two. Your thoughts slow, your grip loosens, you start dancing badly in your kitchen. It feels like freedom, and maybe for a minute it is. The buzz feels real, until it isn't. That's why they call alcohol spirits, because for a fleeting moment, it feels like your spirit is lifted. A sip here, a toast there, and suddenly life seems warmer, funnier, more manageable. It's like someone cracked open a window in your brain and let a little light in. You feel looser, lighter, maybe even a little wiser. But here's the catch. That glow isn't free. It's not some mystical shortcut to enlightenment. It's more like renting happiness on credit. Because while it feels like alcohol lifts you above your thoughts, it's actually slipping a trapdoor beneath them. You're not rising above your problems. You're sinking below your capacity to care about them. And there's a difference between transcending your thoughts and simply sedating them. One opens your mind, the other shuts it off with a grin. Go too far down that road and you don't become awakened or free. You just become soggy and blurry and kind of emotionally jet-lagged. Not illuminated, just marinated in your own escapism. So sure, raise a glass now and then, but don't mistake the sparkle for starlight. Space consciousness, the quiet awareness behind all experience, is not about zoning out. It's not the same as being spaced out. One is conscious and expansive. The other is unconscious and regressive. The same can be said of surfing the internet. Watching YouTube might make you feel like you're relaxing, but really you're sinking into a passive trance. You're not thinking, but not in a meditative way. You're just absorbing the collective mind of the show. It's like outsourcing your brain to a screen, and the screen is usually trying to sell you shampoo or fear. YouTube doesn't usually help you rise above thought. It just pauses your own thoughts so you can absorb someone else's. And while that might feel like relief, it's not inner peace. It's just a mind on pause, not a mind at rest. And once you're hooked, the most meaningless shows become the hardest to turn off. Why? Because they don't challenge you. They lull you. They're mental fast food, easy to consume, hard to stop, and they leave you feeling dull and heavy. There are exceptions, of course. A powerful documentary, a bit of unexpected wisdom, or even a comedy that pokes fun at our collective absurdities can lift you up. Laughter, especially, is a sneaky little spiritual teacher. It cuts through ego, invites lightness, and lets in presence, if only for a moment. But overall, YouTube, like alcohol or mindless scrolling, tends to pull you below thought. So how do you go the other way? Choose with awareness. Turn the volume down. Mute the commercials. Feel your body while you watch. Take control of the remote and your consciousness. What you're looking for, inner stillness, presence, can't be grasped like a remote or found like a good song on Spotify. If you chase it like an object, it stays hidden. But it shows up in other ways. When you're able to enjoy a rainy afternoon, sit in silence without needing distraction, or feeling love for a stranger without needing anything back, that's it. That's space. That's the real you peeking through. Whenever beauty, kindness, or peace shows up in your life, try this. Don't just notice the moment. Sense the silence behind it, the space it arose from you. You can't describe it or define it. It's like trying to capture a breeze in a jar. But you can sense it, and when you do, it deepens. That's the source of joy. That's being. And that, unlike your problems, is very real.